We begin by Ezra Hashem's Baruch Kitzah Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel Hilchus Arla Sif Alf Kol Eitz Machel. Any fruit tree, any tree that produces edible fruit, Ben Shei Yisrael, Ben Shei Kavim, whether it belongs to a Jew or a non-Jew, Afilu Batzah Shein Anokav, or you have a flower pot, Shloi Shonim Arishonis Mantias Paris Vagarin Vaklipas, 3 years from when it's planted, the fruit, the pits, the peel, hakolos no, one may not eat any of this. The loch of Arlo applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz, even though as the Torah introduces the pasha of Arlo, Torah says, v'chisavau el aretz, the loch l'mashim Sinai teaches us that Arlo applies even in Chutz Lartz. The only thing that loch l'mashim Sinai does also teach us is there's a difference that in Eretz Yisrael, Suffolk Arl, if we have a question if something is Arl, it's Asr, and a Chutzlart, Suffolk Arl, is Mutter. The halacha that a fruit is subject to the halacha of Arl is only when the tree was planted with the purpose of producing fruit that we will eat. But let's say we planted it that it should serve as a fence, or you planted it because you want to use the wood as wood, then that tree is not subject to Hilchus Arlo. Even though the Torah says, V'natatem, the halacha tells us, since the Torah also uses the words V'natatem kol eitz, the Gemara says that Arlo applies even to the trees that belong to the Nachrim. The halacha that Arlo doesn't just apply to the fruit, but applies to the pits and the peels, is learned because the Torah says es period, and therefore we learn something that even the parts that are not the main fruit are subject to Arla. Fruit that is never going to really get ripe and really get good is still Asr and Arla. When we speak about Arla being Asr, it doesn't mean only during those 3 years. Even after the 3 years are up, the fruit that became Arla remain Arla forever. And more than that, the halacha is that there's no halacha opinion. We can't redeem Arla. And Arla doesn't just apply to fruit or to edibles, to liquids. Liquids are made out of fruits that are Arla fruit. One may not drink those liquids. The halacha is that one can't give Arla fruit to a Nachri as a gift, even if they're not really edible. V'shloish shanim elu, when we speak about these 3 years, we don't count them from day to day, the anniversary from when they were planted. Elam not akadim shisha asba av. If you planted a tree before 16 days in Av, kiven shiyesh abam v'abam yoyim ad Rosh Hashanah, since you planted a tree with more than 44 days before Rosh Hashanah, Nechshev LaHashanah, once Rosh Hashanah comes, it's considered as if 1 year passed. B'shem Dabaasa Yoyim Hemi Mei Klita, we need 14 days for the tree to take root. V'akach Shloshim Yoyim B'shanah Nechshev M'shavanah, and then 30 days in a year are considered as if a year passed. And then Shuv Moinish Deishanah, and then you count another 2 years from Tishrei. Avlam not miyam shisha asu ba'av elich. If you planted the tree after 16 days in Av, lo nechshva son zos leklum, then this year doesn't count. Umanim tishrei shloish shanim, and now you have to count from Tishrei a full 3 years. Arla, the locha bittel by Arla, is that if you have one tree in your garden that's Arla and you can't recognize which one it is, the ratio for bittel has to be 200 to 1. If you have 200 trees that are not Arla tree, and one is an Arla tree, then it will become bottle. Sebeis b'shon arvius, in the fourth year, nikra peris netur vayi, the fruit get the status of netur vayi, v'tzricha pigeon. The loch of netur vayi also is that one may not eat netur vayi fruit. One may benefit from netur vayi fruit. Actually, the halacha of netur vayi fruit is similar to Maaseh Sheni, which the fruit should have been taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there, or redeemed and the money spent in Yerushalayim, bizman hazeh, unfortunately we don't have a base in Mikdash, so these halachas don't apply. So ketzer paidin oson, how is the redemption done? Tolshin lachmesh nigmer kol tzarchem, they should be detached after they're ripe. V'noit mabei kesef, you take a coin, or perishal heta shava pruta, or you take fruit that's equal to pruta. V'ayim ha'bezen di peris, paidin peris netar v'ayis elu, I'm using this to redeem the netar v'ayis fruit. V'noit lamabei ha'peris, and then take that coin or those fruits. V'shoichakon, and grind them up, v'zorkim b'nar, and throw them into the river. V'ayim ha'varchim b'chutz l'aretz al ha'pidyon, if we're going through this process of chutz l'aretz, we don't make a bracha. The halacha is that one should not do the pidyon on netar v'ayis, as long as the netar v'ayis fruit is still attached. But b'shas ha'dchak, if you did it afterwards, but while it's still attached, you don't have to do it again. The Chazanis says that it's preferable to use a coin, not to use anything else for the pidyon. If you throw it in, it says here, if you grind it and throw it into the river, but the halacha is that if you're throwing into the Yam HaMelech, you don't have to grind it up. The halacha is, as we just said, we make a bracha. The bracha is bracha to Hashem al-Kirim al-Khalam, Hashem al-Kirishanam al-Tzoyt al-Tzvon al-Pidyon Ravai. But the minig is that we don't make the bracha in Chutz Lartz. Sif Gimel, Echet Netei Garen Anof, if somebody's planting a seed or a branch, a Sha'aka Ilan, or he entirely uprooted a tree, V'notu B'makom Acher, and planted it elsewhere, in all these cases, Chayav Barla, you have the Halacha of Arla. Avil, Hamark of Anof, B'ilan Acher, if somebody takes the branch of one tree and puts it to another tree, V'kera Mavrach, then it's also Gufa Ba'aretz, it makes a hole in the ground, or Mashpel Echem Afia Ilan, and you take one of the branches of the tree, or Matman Etzmiyosa Ba'aretz, and you put it into the ground, and then it starts to grow, V'roshi Yotzim Tzaracha, and the head starts growing from elsewhere, even though you ultimately detach it from the original tree, if you do so, that's not considered that you start the count again. Ilan shenikzas, if you cut a tree, if there's a tefach left of that tree, as komashigol achakach, anything that grows afterwards, ain a chayiv barla, there's no din of arla. Avalam loy nisha tefach, if you don't even have a tefach of that tree left, then chay barla. If you're going to have to start counting from new, when do you start the count? Bishasak tzitzah, from when you cut the old tree off. Vilan shnekar, if a tree was uprooted, v'neshem mishrafshav mechuber, but you still have roots left over, afilarak ove hamachet, even the very thin, just like a needle, shemayishkum v'begel achariga, that is used to finish off when you weave a garment, that is a situation that it could continue to survive. Upater, even if you added a lot of sand on top of it, as long as you had that much of the root left over, that's fine. But if there's nothing left over from the root, even if you took that root and planted it elsewhere, that's considered like you start from scratch. There is a machloikus if a nachri is believed when he says a tree is or isn't arla, is or isn't arla. Simen kuf ein dal hilchus kala ilan about gimel sifim. Kala ilan is harem kachal mashnamar. When we speak about grafting trees together, it's included in what the Torah Kedoshah says, like scissor klayim. Valkein, os lahakim min v'shein aminoi, you can't take two different types of trees, or you can't mix a tree with a vegetable, or you can't mix two different types of vegetables. Even a tree that doesn't give fruit, that's a ilan tzrak that doesn't give fruit should not be mixed together with a tree that gives fruit. But two trees that don't give any fruit can be grafted together. You can't take a branch of an apple tree, but esrig, and put it onto the esrig tree, or esrig with tapuach, or branch of the esrig tree and put it on an apple tree. Even if you have two types of fruit trees that the fruits are very similar, could go in tapuach with tapuach yar, an apple with a wild apple, kuyotza, kivin shem shnei minim, since they are two separate types of fruits, asurim b'zeh b'zeh, they can't be mixed. V'asa Yisrael anich lo'i v'kachavim, Yisrael should not let a nachri shiak v'lo'i l'ni klayim to make klayim in his garden. That's isur because of mir la'a nachri. We're not allowed to tell a nachri to do something which we may not do. Sebeiz asa l'kayim ha'murka b'klayim. We're not allowed, if we have a tree that's klayim, we're not allowed to sustain it. Ava pri agol memenu, if there's a fruit that grew from such a tree, mutter, we could eat it. Umita lukach onam and amrukov, you could take off an entire branch from this tree, which is created by grafting two different types of trees, and take that branch alonot v'makam acharam. Kalei karam v'kalei azarim, when we speak about different types of trees or seeds, Eidem asurim b'chutz laretz. In chutz laretz, the isur only applies elam kein zara shnei minei tfua, if you plant together two types of grain, or shnei minei yerek, or two types of vegetables, together with grapes, b'yachad, in chutz laretz, then and only then do you have the isur. Simen kuf ayin hei, hilchas kali behema boivav seifim. Sefalof osu larak v'zochal ben akevim shnei minim, we're not allowed to mate a male and a female of two different types of animals, bein behemus, bein b'chayis, bein b'oifus, domesticated, non-domesticated animals, birds, afilulirgroim, even to cause that they should mate, it's usur. And of course, as we just said, one is not supposed to ask a nachri to do so with his animals. Beis, usur lasim lachem shnei minim, we're not allowed to work with two different types of animals, kigoyin lachrish, to plow, or shimshku as a crowing, they should schlep the wagon, afilul negim mekol, let's say you have two different types of animals connected to the wagon, and you yell at them, and that causes them to move. Usur, emem kshurim yachad, you're not allowed to do that if these two different animals are tied together. Lekein, a golosh of the kachavim, you have a gol of a non-Jew, sheklaim moishchon isoy, that are being led by two different types of animals. Masa she Yisrael al agola, and Jews' packages, Jews' merchandise is on that wagon. Also, Yisrael Shiel Samach Lagola, a Jew should not walk next to that wagon. The Chashin, we need to be concerned. Shiitzak Aleim Shiel Chumaher, somebody may yell at them to move faster. Vezeh Osir Mishum Manig B'Klayim, that's considered leading Klayim. And then some that say that one should not, even if they're not tied together, but if they're together, one should not have anything to do with their working together. Sif Gimel, a golosh aklai moshkon asoy, a wagon that is being led by two different types of animals. Also, l'shevaspa, one may not sit on that wagon, afilu enemanig, even if he's not leading that wagon, but the fact he's on the wagon and the animals are leading the wagon, that's considered as if he's participating in the issa klayim. Sif Dalad, if there's one type of animal leading in a wagon, don't tie a different type of animal to any place on that wagon. One is not allowed to tie together two different types of animals. Even if your entire goal is that's just to watch them that way, that they shouldn't run away. We have to be most careful by birds, not to tie two different types of birds together. People sometimes make this mistake. Siva perid, a mule, huaba menasus v'chamor. A mule is a product of a horse and a donkey. V'yesh b'shnei minim, there are two types of mules. Yesh aviv sus v'im chamora. You could have a case where the father is a horse and the mother is a donkey. Or you could have Yeshima Susov Avachamar, where the mother is the horse and the father is the donkey. These different types of mules, Haim Klaim Zebzeb. Well, Cain, Habal Lukshishtei Pradis, if somebody wants to tie together two mules, Baidik Besimone Aznaim Vizon Vakol, he has to inspect through looking at the ears and the tail and the sound, Im Daim Zelzeb, if they're similar. If they're similar, then we do Shimon Mimenechad, they're all the same type of mule, where the mother is either, all of them either have a mother or a horse or a mother or a donkey, and therefore there's no climb problem umatarim. Yesh Imrim, however, there's an opinion that says a filo per echad, just using one mule is using climb, because as we just finished explaining, the actual mule is a combination of two different types of animals. Mishum de bomishne minim. It's a product of two different types of animals. Vosalas bamalacha. And therefore, this opinion holds that we can't work with this type of a mule or look over or ride on it. But most poskim are of the opinion that there is no problem, that using a mule is permissible. Also, there is no iser of a person and an animal together doesn't represent Klaim.